Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're with Carlos Mendoza, the new manager of the New York Mets. Congratulations, Carlos. Welcome to the New York Mets. The word validation, that's the word I want to ask you about. When you went through your entire resume to get to this place, you knew what you could do. To hear the Mets also agree that we wanted to be the manager, what was that validation like?
Oh, man, that was it was incredible. You know, like, it's hard to describe because it was a dream come true. You know, getting that call finally, you know, after almost 30 years of grinding, you know, not only in the minor leagues as a player, as a coach, but then as a big league coach too, and going through, you know, some of the process and a lot of interviews and not getting that call to finally getting that opportunity was, you know, I was, like I say, I don't know how to describe it, but, you know, I just remember that being with my wife and my kids at the time was mean a lot to me.
The Mets chose you, of course. But what made you choose the Mets?
The people, the quality of the people. Like I said, once I got deep in conversations with them, it was a long process, you know, thorough and, you know, intense. But a lot of the things that they value, that, you know, we felt connected. I felt connections right away because, like I said, a lot of the things that kept coming, people, relationship, process, family. And at the end of the day, putting a competitive product that is going to be able to compete for championships, you know. This was something special for me. And then meeting with Steve was kind of like that final touch, you know, like how humble and how much he wants to win, how much he cares about the team. This was, you know, with, you know, definitely the right fit for us.
With David Stearns, this is also his first season with the Mets. What is that partnership, that word he talks about? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those where talk about trusting each other. You know, that's where it starts, making sure that he trusts me and I'm going to trust him. We're going to have a lot of conversations, you know. A lot of times we're going to disagree on things, but just know that I have his back and he's got my back. That's what we call a partnership, and I can't wait to get going and looking forward to this opportunity.
How much grace do you think he'll extend to a first-year manager here? What are the expectations for 2024?
We're going to compete, and obviously, you know, getting 26 guys in the whole organization pulling in the same direction, you know, building relationship, driving that culture. Because like I said it early, like, culture is not your tradition. It's us. It's on us. The people that come in contact with each and every day, you know, by the way you act, the way you talk, the way you think. You have to value, you have to fight for it. And this is something that that's one of our goals.
You have different color pinstripes on now. You wore a different color for about the last 15 years or so. What did you learn with your time? That's a loaded question. You were there a long time. What did you learn with the Yankees?
A lot. I learned how to be a professional on and off the field. I learned that it's about winning championships, even though we didn't accomplish those. But it's about people. It's about preparation. It's about respect. It's about relationship. And I can thank them enough to allow me that opportunity that now, you know, allow me to be a big league manager.
You're the second ever Venezuelan manager in Major League Baseball history, the first one being Ozzie Guillen. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. It's not easy, like I say, especially going through a lot of things that I went through, not only as a player but as a coach. It's only 30 of them, you know, and there's a lot of qualified people out there, you know, and then it means a lot. Ozzie, obviously, somebody that I respect. I played at the beginning of my career and towards the end of his career. He texted me right away. But for me, he's one of those that I'm hoping to bring that World Series trophy to our country back in Venezuela.
talking about paying your dues and being able to go from Venezuela to the U.S., try to master the language, then learn how to play, and then work your way up the ladder. Just how sweet is it to be able to say, I'm at the mountaintop, at least for today and for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, I mean, looking back now, I remember being a 16-year-old coming from Venezuela, right? And I thought, I was sharing this not too long ago, and I thought I knew a little bit of English because my mom used to teach English. And my first day at the ballpark, the coach came up to me, and I think he asked me how was the flight or how was dinner. I had no idea what he was telling me. And I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, like, I called mom, and I was like, I don't – you know, I was crying. And, you know, she was like, are you crying? You want to go home? I was like, no, I'm good. But I was crying, you know, like going through, you know, adjusting to a new culture at the time, it was difficult. And I know, especially for some of these Latin players that are coming across, I know what they go through it, what they, you know, and same thing with guys that grow up. It's not easy. It's not an easy game. You know, it's a game that is played by human being. And at the end of the day, you got to keep it fun, you know. So I'm looking forward to it.
Carlos, thank you.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.